One fact about Yves Saint Laurent in this morning's paper stood out. When he was a smoker, the designer smoked 150 cigarettes a day. Now, 2 points before proceeding. First, the danger Mr. Saint Laurent was doing to his health goes without saying. And second, as someone who smoked for 20 years, I appreciate as much as anyone that nicotine is a real addiction. But even in my most smoke-stained, ash-flecked, lung-polluted days of enslavement to nicotine, I don't think that I ever met anyone who smoked 7.5 packs a day. Linda Schwartz teaches smoking cessation in Washington, D.C. Let me ask you, Ms. Schwartz, do you know anybody who smoked 7.5 packs of cigarettes a day?
I've been teaching classes 4 or 5 times a year in Washington, D.C., and I have, for 10 years, I have never encountered anybody that smoked quite as many cigarettes. I think the record in my classes is 4 to 5 packs of cigarettes a day.
And you've met more than one person who smoked that much, I assume?
Yes.
Well, 7.5 packs, 150 cigarettes a day, we both did the same arithmetic. If you're awake for 18 hours, it's about 8 1/3 cigarettes per hour. You're smoking a cigarette every 7 minutes.
Right. It doesn't leave them much time to do anything else.
No, no, it certainly doesn't. Well, what about people who've smoked, the people you've met who've smoked 4.5, 5 packs a day? I mean, are they constantly smoking?
They're constantly. I mean, what happens when you smoke that much is you're on automatic pilot, so you don't even realize. 40 times a day, he probably has one cigarette in his mouth and another one lit in the ashtray. And he probably ends up, you know, smoking a few puffs out of a cigarette and then letting it go, and then he automatically lights another one.
Did you find in your experience of teaching smoking cessation that people who smoke 4 packs a day, let's say, also have all other kinds of addictive or compulsive habits that they are slave to? Or is it just nicotine?
It's real hard to say. I mean, I envision him. I bet you he's the type that drinks a lot of coffee. He probably goes through gallons of coffee a day.
Well, you know, Mr. Saint Laurent, evidently, according to the same story in the New York Times that mentioned the 150 cigarettes a day and also a lot of tranquilizers, apparently at one time was drinking 25 Coca-Colas a day.
Oh, that's interesting. See, I knew he was drinking some kind of heavy caffeine. That's I thought it was coffee, but, yeah, soda would make sense. And he probably doesn't sleep a lot. You don't have time to sleep if you're smoking 7.5 packs of cigarettes a day.
I'll say. But is it, it stands to reason that it should be harder for somebody who smokes a lot to stop smoking than somebody who smokes, not that a pack and a half a day isn't a lot of cigarettes to be smoking, but it would seem to be much more difficult. Does that square with your experience?
No, not necessarily. You know, I find sometimes the heavier smokers have an easier time quitting because, you know, there's two components to quitting. One is the physiological addiction, and the other one's the psychological addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And, the physiological, it's out of your system in like 10 days. What then becomes really hard is what do you do in a social situation? What do you do in a stressful situation? What do you do after a meal? What do you do with that first cup of coffee in the morning or talking to some friends on the phone without lighting up that cigarette? So oftentimes I find people that smoke 10, 20, 30 cigarettes a day to have more problem than the real heavy smokers.
And if somebody in your class, when you asked, said, I smoke 7.5 packs a day, you would say?
I would say rather than do one patch, I'd probably have them put 2 patches on. I'd probably have them go to their physician before they did anything. I would encourage them to take a class. Yeah. I would suggest they be under doctor's care when they're trying to quit.
Well, Linda Schwartz, thank you very much for talking
thank
with
you.
Us today. Linda Schwartz teaches smoking cessation classes in Washington, D.C.